God bless you. Praise the Lord. It's time for a word of hope. I am Pastor Elmer Hess, Jr., and I thank God for you being a part of WFPM, your miracle radio station, where we are changing lives for the better through the word of God. Monday through Friday, myself or Pastor Sr., we're sharing a word of hope to encourage, to strengthen, and most of all, to continue to build your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our passage of scripture today is in the book of Acts, the 4th chapter. Many passages that we can read from, but we want to read from a few selected ones and just share with you a word to encourage. The 4th chapter of Acts and the 13th verse, it says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus." Verse 19 through 20, "But Peter and John answered them, 'Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge, for we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard.'" And finally, verses 28 through 31, "To do whatever your hand or your plan had predestined to take place, and now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus.' And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness." The word of the Lord on today. We chose these few passages of scriptures to encourage you to simply keep praying. We're in a season now where we need God's miracle. We need God's power to change our lives, change our situations, change our families, change our churches. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We're reading throughout the book of Acts this month, and we're looking for God to bless. And this 4th chapter is really a connection to chapter 3. It is in chapter 3, praise God, that Peter and John were there at the temple. They were getting ready to go in at the hour of prayer. And there was a man that met them at the gate called Beautiful. And the Bible says that Peter spoke to him and said, "Silver and gold have I none," for the man was begging. And he says, "I don't have any money." But he says, "Such as I have give I unto thee." What he had was power. And the Bible says that he took the man by the hand, the act of faith. And when the man stood up, God provided power and strength in his body to the place to where he began to walk. Then the Bible says it transferred to a time of leaping, and then he went running. I tell you, God did it for this man. Can you imagine? The Bible says that this man was over 40 years old, but God was yet still able to heal this man. And so in the 4th chapter, we see that the Bible says that Peter saw it as an opportunity to share regarding the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as they began to share, the Bible says that they were taken into custody because those that were in rulership, those that were of authority, did not want them proclaiming Jesus Christ. But the Bible says something very powerful in verse number 13. It says that the people could not deny that they had been with Jesus. And my question for you today is, what do people say about you? Do they recognize that you've been with Jesus? Notice, when we are with Jesus, we don't have to tell anybody. The people will see that the power of God is upon us and with us. It's prayer time. It's time for us to pray. Well, the Bible says that they prayed to the place to where this man was healed, but it goes further in this 4th chapter. We have often identified chapter 4 of Acts as the chapter of refilling. For it is in chapter 2 that they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. But in chapter 4, there was a great refilling that came upon the church. And the Bible says these powerful words, after this, what happened before this? The Bible says that the people began to pray. When the Bible tells us that Peter and John were released from bondage and they went immediately to the house of God, they went immediately to the people of God, and they begin to testify what the Lord had done. And we pick it up in this 28th verse, and it talks about how that some things are predestined. In other words, God already knows that things are going to happen. But in spite of that, the people had the authority, they had the privilege to pray. And my question for you today is, are you praying? The Bible says in Ephesians 6th chapter 17 to the 20th verse, very powerful passage of scripture. It says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all saints, and also for me, that the words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I declare boldly as I ought to speak." We know this is written by Apostle Paul, but I think it goes into line with what we're looking at in the fourth chapter. Both are praying for boldness. The saints of God come together and they said, in spite of the threats, in spite of what's going on, God, give us boldness. And the Bible says that they knew they had been with the Lord. I believe that we can know that we have been with the Lord. How do we know that our prayer is answered? The Bible says that the Holy Ghost fell on them and they began to speak with other tongues. The Bible says that they were filled with God's power. You may say, well, that's good, but what about today? Well, I believe that God can fill us up again. I believe that we can have a time where we come into a place where we know that we are in the right place at the right time. I can go back to the book of Exodus, the third chapter, where Moses had been running from God, and we find him in the backside of the mountain, and God finds him. The fire, praise God, shows up once again, and the fire will not go out. And the call of God was upon Moses. And it was at that time he was in the right place at the right time. But I believe it was the right time, not only because God showed up, but because Moses surrendered to God. Praise God. He took his shoes off and he was on holy ground. And the Bible says that God allowed Moses at that time to see the burning bush. It does not say that the burning bush just started burning at that time, but it says that Moses saw the burning bush. Oh, that's another message for another time. But I want to encourage you that God wants you to seek him. And so we see here in this Ephesians, the sixth chapter, that Paul is praying, praise God, that he would be able to be used by God. And he's asking the saints to pray for him. How many know it's important that we pray for our leaders, we pray for our pastors, those who are proclaiming the word of God? We need your prayers. But there's something that Paul said here in this ESV version of the passage of scripture in verse number 18 of Ephesians 6. It says, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. I believe that many are saying, well, brother preacher, I'm praying. But when he says with prayer and supplication, I believe there is an intensity that God is looking for, praise God, in these last days. It's time for us to cry out to God. It's time for us to see God. We cannot just be going through the motions of prayer, but we've got to stay there until we be endued. Going back to this fourth chapter of Acts, how did they know that their prayer requests had been met? How did they know that God had met them? The Bible says that the Holy Ghost fell on them. Praise God. The Bible says in that 31st verse, it speaks to us and it says, "And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness." Listen, somebody might be on the backside of the mountain. Somebody might be in the place where they need more power. I want you to begin to pray until the power of God comes. When is until? You will know it. For the Bible says that the people knew that they had been with God. They had been with the Lord. And so we see here that God wants to fill us up. It's a process. And I begin to think about that being filled. What does that mean? Many times we talk about we being filled for the purpose of being a witness. But what does that witness really mean? I believe it means more than us just speaking or living the life, praise God. But I believe that he wants to be a witness in our lives that a change has taken place, that what we, not only what we used to do, we don't do anymore, but we have been given the boldness to proclaim the message of Christ, that yes, he's done something for me and he can do something for you. He can change your life. Today, I pray that you will pray with me, that we will have a spirit to pray. Now is not the time to stop praying. Now is the time to pray that God would give us power, boldness. And the Bible says they pray for three things: boldness. They prayed for healing, and then they prayed for signs and wonders. When we get back to the place of not only the activity of prayer, but let us walk in the intensity of prayer, I believe that God is going to change our situations. Come on, let's pray even right now. Father God, we bless you. We thank you because your word says the Spirit of God is upon us, and you have anointed us to preach the gospel. You have anointed us to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Oh God, save today, deliver today. Oh God, stir the people of God to a place of prayer, to where not we will have to proclaim that we've been with Jesus, but that others will see that we have been with you. Lord, touch our heart, touch our mind. Oh God, give us, oh God, the desire, the hunger to seek after you, to pray until the power of God changes not only our lives, but changes those around us. Save our families, deliver our families, heal our families in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to get back to the word of God, standing on the word of God. There are so many things, oh God, that are coming out regarding what is right and what is wrong. But we have the word of God, and we stand on your word. Oh God, heaven and earth will pass away, but your word stands forever. Help us, oh God, to have the boldness, oh God, as these disciples had, as these men of God had. Help us, oh God, today to have a fresh anointing of your boldness and of your power. Oh God, we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it. Thank God. Amen and amen. Well, that's our word of hope for today. I want you to be blessed, and remember, it's time to pray. God bless you.